Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And so, just 8 days later, all of a sudden, Jesus appeared in the room, and this time, Thomas was with them. And Jesus walked right up to Thomas and said, "Thomas, put your finger into the print of the nails. Put your hand into my side and be not faithless but believing." And Thomas didn't have to put his finger in. He just fell to his knees and he says, "My Lord and my God." And he repented of his unbelief. And the Lord said this to Thomas in John chapter 20. He says, "Thomas, because you saw, you believed. Yea, rather, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." He put a greater blessing on the person who only had the word only. Just like that centurion. You speak the word and he says, "That's the greatest faith I've ever seen." He told Thomas, "You believe because you saw something, because of some physical, tangible proof." There's a greater blessing on those who believe because of the word and they haven't had something. And when I saw that and I put that together with 2 Peter chapter 1 where the word is a more sure word of prophecy, you know what? I turned and I said, "God, I want to operate in your best. If I never see a vision, if I never have an angel touch me, if I never have a goosebump, I want to be a person that believes the word of God and operates in the greatest faith that there is." And you know, because of that, I've never heard an audible voice. I've never seen an angel. I've had people see angels around me. I've even prayed and said, "Lord, I know that there's angels in the service. And, you know, I'm asking you to reveal things to me." I went to Charlotte one time and I was at the tent meeting and the Lord showed me that I'd prayed with this young boy before the service. His father brought him and he had, I think, kidney failure. And he was really sick. He was on dialysis. And he just believed that there was no hope. And the father was believing, but the boy didn't believe. And he was not excited. So I prayed with him, but he didn't receive anything from me. And while I was sitting up here during the praise and worship, the Lord spoke to me and said that there are angels moving in this auditorium right now and touching people. And I called that out. I couldn't see it. I just knew it in my heart. Did you know that little 18-year-old boy came up to me right after the service and he said, "I rejected your prayer before," but he says, "Right before you said that, somebody put their hands on my back and laid the hands on their kidney." And he says, "I turned around and there was nobody there, and yet somebody was laying hands." And he says, "I know it was an angel." And then you came up and said, "God, an angel is touching somebody." And boy, this guy became a believer and he got healed right then. So anyway, I acknowledge that there are angels in our meetings doing things, but I've never seen them unless you talk about this biker I was talking about, the physical manifestation. I mean, I've never seen some spirit being with wings and things like that. My point is that God wants us to walk by faith. If the Lord wanted to, He could make a bird come land on your shoulder and say, "I love you," and tell you what you're supposed to do and speak to you. And He could have a dog walk up to you every morning and bark out your instructions. He had Balaam's donkey talk to him. You know what? He could have your dog sit there and tell you everything. He could write your name in the sky and He could do all of these things. But that's not the way that God is. When God came to this earth, He didn't come on a 747 or the space shuttle. He didn't come in some miraculous way. He came in a way that was so humble that it took faith to perceive that this was God. He didn't announce it to the kings. He announced it to shepherds. Jesus was in a body that there was no glory. There was nothing special about Him. When He rose from the dead, I guarantee you, I wouldn't have appeared to Mary Magdalene, the very first person. I'd have probably appeared to Pilate. I'd have shook his bed and woke him up. And I said, "Are your hands clean now, Pilate?" Man, I've appeared to those soldiers who blindfolded Him and then spit in His face and smote Him and said, "Prophesy if you're the Christ." Man, I'd have appeared to them and I said, "Would you like me to tell you something?" Amen. I'd have prophesied to them. I'd have had everybody prostrate. Did you know Jesus never appeared to anybody except believers after He was raised? All He had to do was just hover above Jerusalem. And every person in Jerusalem would have had to have said, man, we crucified the Messiah, the Christ. He's risen from the dead. But God never revealed himself to anybody except people who were already believers. God is a humble God. He could put his thumb on every person's neck and make everybody praise him and acknowledge him. But that's not the way that God is. God wants you to voluntarily seek him. The Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please him. It takes faith. It pleases God. God is a God of faith. He wants you to relate to him spirit to spirit. If you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. And yet all of us are looking for something physical, tangible, something that will take us out of the realm of faith and put us into the realm of the natural. That's how we want to access God. I'm telling you that knowing God by the Word of God is the greatest way of knowing him that there is. It has the greatest blessing on it. If we would take the Word of God and believe it when everything in the natural is screaming that it's not so, and you just believe the Word of God, man, that's faith. You are connecting with God. God says you're blessed. Everything in your body, everything in your finances, everything in your existence is saying you're cursed. But you go by what God's Word says, and you just believe it. That's what the Bible calls faith. That's what most of us call depression. Well, I know the Bible says this, but this isn't what I'm doing. And we just go with what we feel and we get depressed and discouraged. But man, faith is just taking the record of God's Word and believing it. Isn't that powerful? This is how you know God. Again, we're looking for some physical manifestation. But this is God revealing himself, his nature, his character. If you are going to know God, you've got to know the Word of God. You've got to get to where you exalt the Word of God above your own personal opinion, where you exalt God's Word above the doctor's opinion, above the lawyer's opinion, above the banker's opinion, above your husband or wife's opinion, above your own opinion. Romans 3:4, yea, let God be true and every man a liar. God true and every man a liar. I had a woman just come to me, I think it was either in Tulsa or Merritt Island, Florida, I forget which, but this woman believed that she was healed. She had breast cancer, and she believed that she was healed. And she grabbed hold of that. I agreed with her and prayed, and she said that she was healed. And her husband wasn't a believer. And so he says, no, you are going to go to the doctor. And she says, well, I'll go to the doctor to humor you, but they are not doing surgery on me. And so she went to the doctor. Sure enough, they found these two large tumors in her breast. And they scheduled her for surgery. And she says, you can schedule me for surgery, but you are not doing surgery on me. She says, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And so the day for surgery came and she went in and they were prepping her for surgery. And she says, you can prep me all you want, but you aren't doing surgery on me. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. And they said, lady, you've got these huge tumors. And so they took her someplace, put her on a mammogram and put the thing up on the wall. And she could see these two large tumors in her breast. And they said, see this right here? We've got to cut those things out. They're cancer. And she says, I see it, but you aren't doing surgery on me. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. And the people just were incensed. And they said, you can't do that. Can't you see? And they looked, and the two tumors were gone. While they were doing this, they disappeared on the screen. And she said, I told you, you aren't doing surgery on me. Amen. You know what that is? Faith. Most of us think, no, that's crazy. Because, well, I've got this x-ray that proves it. I've got the doctor that said it. I've got the lawyer that said this. What about my banker? What about my bank statement? What about the Word? Oh, well, yeah, the Word says, I know that the Word says this, but the banker says this. Let God be true and every man a liar. And I know some of you think I'm weird. But I think you're weird. This is normal. This is normal Christianity. Some of you think, well, that just doesn't work that way. Well, it won't work that way for you because you don't believe it. But you get to where you believe it, and you know what? You can start seeing awesome, awesome, awesome miracles happen. I tell you, the Word of God is so powerful. People have died to preserve this. Great expense, great effort. And yet most of us have it and don't even spend very much time reading it. If we do read it, we don't believe it. I'm telling you, you aren't going to know God unless you know the Word. This is how He reveals Himself to you. It's the number one way. It's not the only way. God can appear in a visible form. He can speak in an audible voice. But if you're waiting on that, most of you are going to die before it happens. Everybody can experience God this way. Everybody can know Him. This is a perfect representation, an accurate representation. There is nothing wrong with this. It is 100% inspired of God. And man, you can come to know God through this. That's powerful. Amen? I know this is really simple, what I've shared, but it's profound. And most people just don't let the Word of God get in the way of what they believe. It ought to change. It ought to get to where this is the foundation of your life. This controls what you believe. And I tell you, if you would live that way, you can come to know God. And tonight I'm going to share some specific things from the Word that reveal God that are counter to our religious culture today. But you know, all I've done so far is talk about the importance of knowing God, about how that you've got to be in the Spirit instead of in the flesh to know God, and that the Word that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. We've got to start trusting the Word. This is really simple what I've shared, but it's profound. And I promise you, if you'd follow these things, it'd make a huge, huge difference in the way that you relate to God and the way that you know God. Amen?
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach from his series entitled Knowing God. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK144 titled Knowing God Through the Word when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today.
I know that the Lord has touched many of you today and you're just beginning to come alive, that you know what, there's more than just this physical, emotional existence, that there's a spirit being. And you felt some life through this and you just, you know, it's a help, but there's so much more and you don't know exactly where to go. You know, I'd like to encourage you to get these materials, but as you call in, I'd really like to encourage you to ask someone just to pray and agree with you for revelation of this, that this would become reality. We have some wonderful people answering the phones. I mean, I get compliments on them all the time. They're mature Christians that will be able to help you. So call and request the materials, but also ask them for prayer.